You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Real quick, Josh came running in just a few minutes ago and he said, you guys have to go see Twisters. He's like, you have to. And you have to watch it. And what's it called, Josh? 4D something?
4DX?
4DX.
What is that?
I had no idea this even existed. It's where you sit in your seat and the seat moves while you're watching the movie and like sprays water on you and you get different smells. It's totally immersive. And he just showed me videos of people watching Twisters in that 4D experience and you get whipped around like crazy. Like you're all over the place while you're watching the movie.
So
you get whiplash.
He said it's like a roller coaster, so I guess it really is.
Yeah. It looks really intense. So I don't know how much tickets are to that, but kind of
how much are tickets to it?
$80.
$80 to see a movie, is it?
Well, you got to look up the video of the 4DX experience though for Twisters.
Do they have one of those in Denver?
Yeah,
they do.
Thumbs up.
Huh.
All right.
How do I not know about this?
This is the first I've heard about it, too.
Does it spray water for every movie or just where it's applicable to the film itself? Like if you were just sitting there watching a wedding scene in a movie and suddenly water starts hitting you in the face.
Can you imagine? It's like those misters on a hot patio, you know? Yeah. You're like, ah.
Like, I mean, I hope it like works for the scene.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Huh.
These people were getting jostled around so much, I would imagine it would probably be a little bit of urine hitting you at some point.
Well,
it looks intense. But anyway, he says, go see the movie. He says it's really good. It's the summer blockbuster for sure.
Are these theaters that throw you around, are they ripe for some sort of lawsuit when somebody gets hurt? Or do you have to sign a waiver going in?
Have you ever been to one of these?
You might as well come and tell us. You're
Joshy
the expert.
Boy. Come in, showing me videos, and then you scamper off.
Let's go right to the source here, and let's talk to the expert on these.
Is there a waiver involved?
I don't know.
So you're useless.
I know. I was going to say, I didn't go. I want to go. I'm talking to my buddy right now, and we might go this week because I'll go see it again. But from the videos, it just looks like if you got a big bag of popcorn there, you got to hold on to it tight because it'll get
like,
thrown
I feel
around.
Then your popcorn will get wet. Nobody wants soggy popcorn.
We got to cover it up.
Yeah, it's just part of the experience.
It's just a misting.
You're not getting dumped with like a bucket of water.
Oh. Like if you watch Titanic in there, they're not filling the theater with water.
You got to hold your breath
You said you get sprayed with water.
It's like a mist. You get a little mist.
Oh, because it's raining, because there's tornadoes.
I think it looks really cool. I don't know if I would love to be jostled around like that for 2.5 hours, but
I feel
pretty cool.
Yeah, like I don't want to drink a 64 ounce pop and then have that oh my god, I gotta go.
I have been. So
you're gonna have a long time.
That was a long time ago, though.
True.
Movies were in black and white when that happened.
They were the talkies, right? They just come out.
The flicker show.
Shut up.
If I go this week, I'll let you guys know.
That might be a fun
one. Often do you go see movies multiple times?
Oh, man, it's been a long time. But I had just also found out about this 4DX experience, so I kind of want to try. And, like, I just remember the opening scene is so intense for the Twisters movie that I'm like, that'd be kind of cool to go see right off the bat.
I feel like you need a neck brace, though, or one of those pillows that you wear on flights.
The
U-shaped pillow. Because when I was watching, like, it truly looks like... Like, if a small child was in some of those chairs, I feel like they would just be down in aisle 3 by the end of
the
movie.
Yeah, you gotta go find your kids.
Rolling down under the seats.
Just, like, ejected out of it. It's so intense.
If you ever snuck a bottle of beer into a theater and accidentally dropped it, it rolls all the way down.
Yeah. It'll explode.
That's what happens with your toddler.
So your little child rolls under the seats.
So you highly recommend it, though. You say it's a damn good movie.
It was a great movie, yeah. It's the best one I've seen this summer so far, far and away.
Do we have to see the first Twister to see Twisters?
No, there's...
I wouldn't think
there's
so.
There's maybe two references to it, so no.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
It's Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt actually plays the tornado in this video, I thought.
She does, yes.
These are all new storms, Jeremy.
I didn't know if you needed
to
know the
old
storms.
Is
Bill Pullman, Pullman that was in the original? He's dead, right?
May he rest.
Oh, yeah.
May he rest, yeah.
He's not in this one.
Want to go back, though, because I think instead of talking about what we were going to talk about, we should ask... like, what's the movie you saw the most times in the theater? Not like watching it on DVD or
Yeah.
But how many times did you go to a theater to see the same movie?
How many Star Wars nerds are going to call in?
Right, a bunch of Star Wars. Yeah. Like Josh just said, he's going to go right back to see Twisters again. I can't even remember the last time I did that. Went back and saw a movie.
I think it was probably Dumb and Dumber back in like 94. I think I was so obsessed with Jim Carrey. I think I saw that like 3 or 4 times in the theater.
That'd be a good one.
It was so funny at the time.
Yeah, I know it happened, I mean, and I've done it, scene, but it's been forever.
The toilet scene in Dumb and Dumber, give me that in 4DX.
We want to know. See, I'm going to change things up here. We want to know, what's the movie that you saw the most times in the theater?
Yeah.
So you just kept going back. And you're right, a lot of Star Wars freaks will probably
Obi-Wan
be in there. 303-691 One Mix is how you reach your boys, 303-691-1649, because quite honestly, we don't have time to get into the segment we were going to.
No, no, we'll push that off now.
Well, you want to do it tomorrow?
If you want to.
Or not at all. Josh was giving us his review of Twisters. Most people say it's really good. It was number one at the box office, but he said something about going back this week to see it again, and so that raises the question, what's the movie you have seen the most in the theaters? Not getting it and watching it streaming 1,000 times, but you actually paid money, bought a ticket when it was, you know, first run, and you sat there in the theater and saw it.
And real quick correction on my part, it was Bill Paxton that passed away from the first one, not Bill Pullman. People calling in, oh my God, Bill Pullman's still alive.
Or maybe some people are so sad, they're like, oh my God.
Oh no, I had no idea.
I didn't know Bill Pullman died.
Bill Paxton passed away, sadly.
Jill says, Dom, you're in town. You need to go see Twisters with your boys.
Could you make it through a 4DX one?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you see the video?
Well, I don't think I'll get hurt.
All right.
Why, do you want to go? Do you guys both want to go to the 4DX?
I don't know if I can make it through. The videos I was watching were so intense.
I just don't know if I want to drop $80 for a movie.
That's the thing.
I mean, it better come with all the free popcorn you can.
Do we know anybody that works in a movie theater?
Here's Liz on the phone. Hey, Liz, what's the movie you saw the most in the theater?
Love Actually.
Why?
I just love this story, like, so much. It was just such a great story.
Just had to keep going back, huh?
Yeah, I went 10 times. I kept the tickets on my wall.
That's the one where the guy like is standing at the door with the cards that he's written on, right? And he keeps moving the...
Yeah. Yeah, the Walking Dead guy.
Yeah, the Walking Dead guy. That's right. Right. All right.
10 times. Wow, Liz. Different. Thank you for that.
Somebody wrote in a few minutes ago and said Zoolander 17 times.
Again, why?
Blue Steel, man. Blue Steel.
I know our Star Wars guy, Jonathan.
I told him to call.
We'll talk about that in just a second. Here's Krista. Krista, what movie did you see the most in the theater?
The Lion King. I saw it the first 6 weeks it was open.
Like every week for 6 weeks?
Yeah, I saw it 6 times.
Hakuna Matata.
Yep.
What a wonderful phrase. What's the next line?
Yes. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries.
For the rest of your day.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
So when the stage show rolled around, did you go see that multiple times too?
No, I've only been there once, but I would love to see it again. It was awesome.
Yeah, the animals come walking down the aisles of the theater.
The elephant was
majestic.
So cool.
I thought it was going to be real animals. I thought it was going to be real animals, though. I was a little disappointed.
You felt ripped off, didn't you?
Lame.
Krista, thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Hakuna Matata.
6 weeks in a row to go see Lion King. Now, Jonathan, our resident Star Wars fanatic, I don't know why he wouldn't call. He says scared. Force Awakens he saw 20 times in the theater.
I mean, what did that cost him? When did that come out?
I know movies weren't as expensive back then, but still, this is one of the reasons that, you know,
2015?
That's one of the reasons George Lucas is a billionaire, is because of people like
nerdy dudes like Jonathan. Like
20 times.
I mean, what would a ticket have been back in 2015?
I guess.
I don't know, $8, $9, $10, maybe $11. Let's say $11.50. $230 to go see that movie.
Beth went to see Fight Club multiple times, but I know that's just because Brad Pitt had his shirt off.
So that's such a good movie.
Why she kept going in. Top Gun. A lot of people mentioning Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick. That they kept going back for that. Here we go. Robin says, saw Titanic in the theater 9 times. You know,
and Titanic?
And the boat still sinks every time.
And that's 3 hours a pop, so...
Wasn't it longer than 3 hours?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of time.
Or was it
the
just 3 hours? I know it was at least
like
three.
3 hours. It was a double VHS.
It's Jack and Rose.
He's getting on the door this time. I know he's going to make it up on the door.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Whatever. Look, whatever blows your skirt up.